The first letter of Paul the Apostle to Timothy.
What I say is true. If anyone wants to become an overseer, he is wanting a good work. An overseer must be so good that people cannot rightly criticize him. He must have only one wife. He must have self-control and be wise. He must be respected by other people and must be ready to help people by accepting them into his home. He must be a good teacher. He must not drink too much wine, and he must not be a man who likes to fight. He must be gentle and peaceful. He must not love money. He must be a good leader of his own family so that his children obey him with full respect. If a man does not know how to be a leader over his own family, he will not be able to take care of God's church. But an elder must not be a new believer. A new believer might be too proud of himself. Then he would be judged guilty for his pride, just as the devil was. An elder must also have the respect of people who are not in the church. Then he will not be criticized by others and caught in the devil's trap. In the same way, deacons must be men that people can respect. They must not say things they do not mean. They must not use their time drinking too much wine. And they must not be men who are always trying to get rich by cheating others. They must follow the faith that God made known to us and always do what they know is right. You should test those men first. If you find nothing wrong in them, then they can serve as deacons. In the same way, the women must have the respect of other people. They must not be women who repeat evil gossip about other people. They must have self-control and be women who can be trusted in everything. Deacons must have only one wife. They must be good leaders of their children and their own families. Those who serve well as deacons are making an honorable place for themselves, and they will feel very sure of their faith in Christ Jesus. I hope I can come to you soon, but I am writing these things to you now. Then, even if I cannot come soon, you will know about the things that people must do in the family of God. That family is the church of the living God, the support and foundation of the truth. Without doubt, the secret of our life of worship is great. He was shown to us in a human body, proved right by the Spirit, and seen by angels. He was preached to the nations, believed in by the world, and taken to heaven in glory. The Holy Spirit clearly says that in the later times, some people will stop believing the true faith. They will obey spirits that lie and will follow the teachings of demons. Such teachings come from hypocrites, men who cannot see what is right and what is wrong. It is as if their understanding were destroyed by a hot iron. They tell people that it is wrong to marry, and they tell people that there are some foods that must not be eaten. But God made those foods, and the people who believe and who know the truth can eat those foods with thanks. Everything that God made is good. Nothing that God made should be refused if it is accepted with thanks to God. Everything God made is made holy by what God has said and by prayer. Tell these things to the brothers. This will show that you are a good servant of Christ Jesus. You will show that you are made strong by the words of faith and good teaching that you have been following. People tell silly stories that do not agree with God's truth. Do not follow what those stories teach, but teach yourself only to serve God. Training your body helps you in some ways, but serving God helps you in every way. Serving God brings you blessings in this life and in the future life too. What I say is true, and you should fully accept it. For this is why we work and struggle. We hope in the living God. He is the Savior of all people. And in a very special way, He is the Savior of all who believe in Him. command and teach these things. You are young, but do not let anyone treat you as if you were not important. Be an example to show the believers how they should live. Show them with your words, with the way you live, with your love, with your faith, and with your pure life. Continue to read the scriptures to the people. Strengthen them and teach them. Do these things until I come. Remember to use the gift that you have. That gift was given to you through a prophecy when the group of elders laid their hands on you. Continue to do those things. Give your life to doing them. Then everyone can see that your work is progressing. Be careful in your life and in your teaching. Continue to live and teach rightly. Then you will save yourself and those people who listen to you.